Finally today, let's spend a few minutes trying to decipher something called the Grolier Codex. It's a 13th century manuscript that may well contain the collected wisdom of the Maya people. I say may for a reason. Ever since the Codex was discovered back in the 1960s, researchers have been trying to figure out if it's real or fake. Yale University art historian Mary Miller joins us now. Just describe the Grolier Codex for us, first of all. What do these 10 pages look like, and what is it like to hold them in your hand?
It is a beautiful, fragile piece of ancient bark paper with a very delicate plaster of Paris finish, onto which probably a Maya priest mapped a document that would chart the movements of Venus for about 100 years.
So is it real or is it fake?
Well, I knew that would be the question you'd want to hit right away.
A lot of people have been waiting for the answer.
You know, I came to the Grolier Codex because I had become accustomed to the doubters. But it was when a team came together and we began to work through and to probe into every question that had ever been raised about the manuscript. And I'm holding the facsimile right here in my hand. And, you know, it's an amazing thing because it's a kind of workaday manuscript, a calendar priest in almost any Maya town would have had. Now, we know there were hundreds of manuscripts that were burned at the time of the Spanish invasion. Yes, some must have been extraordinary, beautiful, and complex and long, and some were probably short things like this.
Okay, so solid answer here. Are you saying the evidence points to authenticity then?
Absolutely. And having started in the corner of the doubters, I have moved to the opposite side of the ring, and I have no doubt of its authenticity.
I mean, there's been a lot of suspicions, though, ever since the Codex was discovered in a cave in Chiapas in the 60s. Why was there so much doubt?
Well, for one thing, the complexity of it in terms of its drawing and renderings is not up to the standard of the three other surviving manuscripts in European libraries. And one might ask, well, it looks kind of sketchy. You can see a kind of rough underdrawing. But in fact, this underdrawing makes complete sense. There are some rather remarkable iconographic details where a forger would have had to know of discoveries that would only take place in the 80s and 90s at things like Mexico City's Templo Mayor, the great Aztec capital, in order to be able to show the particular deities with these features.
Are there any words in the Grolier Codex?
The words that are in the Grolier Codex are the day names that take us through the movements of Venus. And so, for example, Venus goes dark for 8 days between the time that it is evening star and then rises as morning star. So tied up in a bundle with a knot on top, a ribbon and a bow, on one of the pages of the Grolier that I'm looking at right now, there's the number for 8, showing us how you count forward the 8 days, and the next thing you know, Venus rises as morning star.
Why the fascination with Venus?
Oh, Venus is a very important one. Venus governed warfare and its timing. And these are fractious times, the times of the Grolier Codex. These are dark days, generally across Mesoamerica, with a great deal of warfare. Remember, we're back in the 13th century, and these are difficult times. I'd say then the book comes to the calendar only functioned for about 100 years, given the movement of Venus through the sky and the Maya calendar. So it was probably held on to as a kind of holy thing, a sacred thing that had value as a book, even though it was no longer a handy computer to have at your side.
So where is the Codex going to be exhibited?
I'm very happy to say that the Codex is in a very safe place in the Bóveda, inside the vault of the National Museum in Mexico City, where it is beautifully cared for. And I hope others will have the opportunity to examine it.
That was Yale University art historian Mary Miller telling us about the Grolier Codex. And if you want to see images of death gods from the Codex, and let's face it, you do, we've got them at PRI.org.